Nike and the Football Association have no plans to recall England's controversial new kit, with sources claiming that the altered St. George's flag is a nod to the 1966 World Cup winners. Many fans and commentators reacted with fury after the US manufacturer's playful update, which saw the traditional red cross replaced with one featuring navy, light blue, and purple. Some subsequently branded the new Three Lions shirt woke, and demanded the flag be returned to its original colors. However, Nike will not alter the jersey, which is said to have flown off the shelves since its release on Monday. Insiders have acknowledged the use of clumsy language in a Nike tweet that spoke of a playful update that appears on the collar to unite and inspire, but there are no plans to change it. A Nike spokesperson said, "The England 2024 home kit disrupts history with a modern take on a classic. The trim on the cuffs takes its cues from the training gear worn by England's 1966 heroes, with a gradient of blues and reds topped with purple. The same colors also feature an interpretation of the flag of St. George on the back of the collar. The shirt also has the full backing of the FA, who are understood to completely stand by it. It is thought the flag rejig was the product of a Nike designer which was then signed off by the FA. While the FA will not disclose which department was involved in the sign-off, they too say it is aimed at honoring the classic color regime of 1966 training gear, used when England lifted the World Cup 58 years ago, rather than an attempt to diversify the nation's flag. The kit was agreed on and entered into the production cycle 2 years ago. Even if a desire to change the St. George's cross existed, industry experts say a new kit would take 6 to 9 months to create and distribute. While a small number could be made for England's players, such a scenario is highly unlikely given the large volumes of sales already made. Please do us a favor and subscribe to our channel for more updates. We always have your back.